This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has hailed the Union Budget 2025 as the game changer for India's progress, emphasizing its role in the accelerating of the country's journey towards the Viksit Bharat. In the post-budget message, Mr. Modi said that the Union Budget paves the way for the innovation, entrepreneurship and the sustainable growth and across the multiple sectors including the AI, toy, manufacturing, agriculture, footwear and the food processing and the gig economy. The Prime Minister said that the Union Budget reflects the government's commitment to the fulfilling of aspiration of every Indian.
हमने कई सेक्टर्स युवाओं के लिए खोल दिए. सामान्य नागरिक विकसित भारत के मिशन को ड्राइव करने वाला है. ये बजट एक फोर्स मल्टीप्लायर है. ये बजट सेविंग्स को बढ़ाएगा, इन्वेस्टमेंट को बढ़ाएगा, कंजम्पशन को बढ़ाएगा और ग्रोथ को भी तेजी से बढ़ाएगा. मैं वित्त मंत्री निर्मला सीतारमण जी और उनकी पूरी टीम को इस जनता जनार्दन का बजट, पीपल्स का बजट, इसके लिए बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूं.
Mr. Modi also said that the budget will greatly benefit the middle class of the country as the income up to 12 lakh rupees have been exempted. He said that the empowerment of the agriculture sector to give the boost to the rural economy. The Prime Minister said that its focus is on the manufacturing of the empower of the entrepreneurs, MSMEs and the small businesses. The Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Union Budget focuses on the agriculture, the rural prosperity and the urban development and continues to lay the emphasis on the reforms. Addressing the meeting of the New Delhi, the Finance Minister said that the budget says that there are several things about India's path towards the Viksit Bharat. The Finance Minister added that the six specified reforms have been identified in which the government will continue to reform the agenda. Ms. Sitharaman said that the interest of the health and the education have been prioritized in this budget. The Finance Minister highlighted that the responding of the voice of the people, the income tax simplification announced that the last July was already completed on its works. She said that the new income tax bill is regard to be introduced in the parliament next week. Ms. Sitharaman has 1 crore more people that will benefit due to the increased tax exemption and the limit of the 7 lakh to 12 lakh rupees. The information of the Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has said that the Union Budget 2025 has laid the roadmap of the Viksit Bharat. Talking to the media, Mr. Vaishnaw has said that the growth, inclusion and the innovation of the core, from farmers to the fintech MSAs to the AI. On the budget allocation of the electronics of the IT, the minister said that the announcement of the recurring components in the major announcement. Mr. Snow have also the charge of the railway ministry said that the capital expenditure for the railways is huge, with a grocery budgetary support of 2.52 lakh crores. The Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has presented the full-fledged budget of the third term of the NDA government. Presenting the budget in the Lok Sabha, the Finance Minister announced that the nil tax lab is now extended up to the 12 lakh rupees income. The Finance Minister also said that adding the standard deduction of the 75,000 rupees for the salaried class and the income of 12,75,000 per annum will not be taxed. Ms. Sitharaman also introduced that the new income tax labs is the new regime of the taxation, and the limit of the tax deduction of the interest of the senior citizens has been doubled from the 50,000 to 1 lakh. The industry have welcomed the budget, appreciating the steps taken to boost the consumption. The chairman of the Confederation of the Indian Industry of CII has Task Force has involuntarily and the backroomsly of the Shardul Shroff said that the biggest benefit in the particular budget is the exclusion of the middle class from the personal taxation almost completely. And that is the end of this news bulletin.